This is All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Mark Garber. In a place like New York City, where rent for office space and salaries for employees can quickly sink startups, the city is investing in what are called business incubators. These are programs that offer affordable office space and support to help new businesses find investors and launch their companies. The city has already invested nearly $2 million in 9 different incubators and plans to launch a new one in Harlem. Today at the Varick Street Incubator, Mayor Bloomberg announced 12 businesses recently graduated from there. Reporter Asiya Bundawi explains how these incubators are playing a role in the city's startup scene.
Raju Deshi is conferencing with his partner in Atlanta on Skype. After being fired from his Wall Street job, Udeshi decided to plunge into the icy waters of entrepreneurship and start his own company, Hidden Levers. It creates software that breaks down economic data so that ordinary people can visualize how a major disaster might impact their investments. The company was born in the incubator, and 1 year later, Udeshi and his partners are finally writing themselves their first paychecks.
Being in the incubator helped in so many ways. I mean, everybody here has a lot of same problems, even if it doesn't look like it on the surface. It could be in a totally different industry, but we found a lot of commonality.
Hidden Levers is one of 25 startups working from the open loft space at the Varick Street Incubator, run by New York University Polytechnic. In 2009, it became the first incubator supported and partially financed by the city. Since then, the number of incubators has exploded, ranging from fashion to food manufacturing, and some have been subsidized by the city. Of the 550 startups, only a dozen or so have hatched. That is, got venture capital funding, generated revenue, or hired new employees and moved on to their own office space. But Micah Koch, who runs the Varick Incubator, says success shouldn't really be measured by how many companies hatch.
It's not that every single company who comes in here is going to be successful, but we think that as a result of being here, the startups who are going to be successful will be more successful faster, and the ones who are going to fail are going to fail faster. And that's a good thing.
For those companies that don't hatch, Koch says most don't fold. They simply go on to find other workspace in the city. The Varick Incubator is a nonprofit, but most incubators are run by private companies. Some are owned by venture capitalists and require startups to give up a founder stake or percentage of their company. One of the first companies that did hatch at Varick was Pixabay, a sort of Pandora for photos. After 8 months, it secured $2.5 million in funding and moved out. Andreas Blanc is one of Pixabay's founders. He says the value of the incubator was much more than just the subsidized rent.
Great things were happening. There were a lot of accidental things happened. We ended up going to different events. And one of those events, we actually stumbled and met our investor. When you look back, you don't really realize how powerful these accidental moments are for determining your life as a startup. And I think that's what it is. Like, being in a startup is being in the right place in the right time.
Owen Davis is a fixture in the startup scene in New York City and runs NYC Seed, a program that helps develop new tech companies in just a few months. He says that incubators are just beginning to grow up and will need to prove their worth in order to stay open.
If you run an incubator and you don't have any successes, people are not going to come back the next year. So sort of like the cream sort of rising to the top in terms of what are the programs where people want to go that investors want to invest into, those are all really important questions.
Some in the industry worry that if too many pop up before they've proven their worth, it could create an incubator bubble. Cynthia Franklin is with the Berkeley Center for Entrepreneurship and Innovation at NYU. She says she isn't worried.
I could think of a lot of worse things than having an incubator bubble. There are actually other areas, other cities that are not nearly as sophisticated as New York, where incubators have been recognized as a valuable contributor to economic development.
New York's tech incubators have been around for only a few years, and it's too soon to call them a success. But in the meantime, many in the city's startup scene believe that more than just hatching companies, the incubators are stimulating the city's entrepreneurial ecosystem. For WNYC, I'm Asiya Bundawi.